container type small holes, one into the coffee slowly, and then one on down into your pot, you see, after it went through the coffee.
Yeah. Now, back in the old days, you used to do what? You used to...
Use a sack and put your coffee in there, and you got more out of your coffee than you do today because your coffee come up around that, too. Other words, you made a, just like a pocket, you know, and it'd be maybe a little longer and maybe not quite as...
Steep it or boil it or...
No, you just put it in there and... ever off so often you pour some hot water, boiling water, you know, in the top of that pocket, and it would be sitting in your container what your coffee was going to be in. Mm-hmm. It would be a coffee pot, you know, with a spout on it, and maybe you do that three or four or five times to get a pretty good pot of coffee in there, and then that's set in your coffee, but you see it was in that cloth container. It had to be something real white and, you know, perfectly clean. And they kept it that way, you know. And I believe you got more out of your coffee, more strength from it that way than you do today.
Well, now, say your wife had gotten dinner and on the table and you all stand around and you'd say, what would you say to the kids? Well, everybody...
Well, you know, when we got around the table, my custom was we'd bow our heads, you know, and all bow, I turned thanks.
Okay, and then everybody'd take a chair and they'd all...
Usually we'd sit down first, with in our case, but we'd all bow our heads, you know. Generally it would be me, you know, if I had a visitor in, you know, that did that way, you know, I'd generally, in respect, you'd ask them, you know, to turn thanks, you know.
Oh, you said the blessing after you had all...
Sat down.
Usually
do. Now, a lot of times you don't do. Like if I go to places, you know, where maybe there'd be too many there, we won't sit down around the table, we'd all serve ourselves and get back, you know. Well, we all stand up there, and many times they call on me, you know, to turn to thanks, you know.
You know, there's nothing that's more fun to me than getting together, having a good Christian meal together with them.
Oh yeah, it's great, you know, a real fellowship, you know, and enjoy eating and enjoying one another. It's great.
That's the truth.
With your loved ones, you know, or family and friends, you know. We couldn't do without them, could we?
Nope.
No, we couldn't without
them. You know, now, do you ever have a time where you get together and ask all your, the people that are... You might ask all your...
Like a family get together?
Yeah, and ask all your...
Well, they generally do that. I don't... some of my kids are generally work up something like that. Say I have a... Say for a dinner, like on a birthday.
A get together for all the...
Or some special... You sort of some special occasions, you know, like I said, a birthday or something like that, you know, or... I've had them come out here, you know, and all bring a covered dish, you know, and... here to the camp, you know where I'm at. And I got over 60, I believe, living in my generation now. I believe it's run over 60. I got three fifth generations. Now one of them's broken because I lost some out of it, you know. But I got two fifth generations.
That's something to be right proud of. Now, Mr. Charlie, you might say, if you didn't want somebody to wait until the potatoes were passed, you'd say to him, just go ahead and
help yourself.
And so he went ahead and he went ahead and
served yourself, you know, pass it around.
Yeah, he went ahead and did what he
get what he's going to do.
Yeah,
pass it to the next one and then come around, you know.
Yeah,
everybody taking their turns.
Now, you know, on a Sunday dinner, your food might sometimes it might be what,
a little late.
Well, no,
a little special.
Yeah,
maybe,
but
for Sunday,
and then for either evening, the food would be just, if it was cooked and served a second time, you say it was...